This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We just showed that we could score 30 points a game for 8 straight games. We averaged over 30 points. We scored the most points of anyone last season when you include the playoffs. So why are we talking about receiver? We like our receivers. We feel strong about our receivers. And in our opinion, it wasn't the deepest receiver class to be trying to peg a player that would fit in our top four.
Brandon Bean with Pat McAfee today. First us, tomorrow, or today McAfee. Tomorrow, Colbert. Is he still on?
I think so.
Bill Maher.
I think so. That's definitely still happening. Yeah.
Ship chasing. The big ones. 803-0550. We continue. Here's Mark with us next. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
We've been talking about the draft and I was sitting here in my chair at our pick. Nick Emmanuel was there for the taking. And with all the problems we had in our secondary, to have a player that is a Swiss Army knife that would help the back end, and we pass for just one corner. I don't get that. And another point I want to make is, we're talking about receivers. I want to talk about tight end. I think we drafted Dalton Kincaid. Was a first-round draft pick. Okay, I get it. He gets hurt last year. But the kid that came in from Webb City, Missouri, Zach Davison, he could block and he could catch and he could move. All of a sudden, the next week, Kincaid's back in and Zach Davison, I don't see him for the rest of the year. I get it. You spent the number one pick. But there's production. I would take Zach Davison. He's a hungry player, and he played hard.
Okay,
great university. Oh, yeah, he's great. This is what he'll do.
He played at Utah.
I don't believe it.
Okay, thanks, Mark. He played at Utah. I don't know. Is this a friend of Zach Davidson, maybe?
Maybe hometown. I don't know, whatever. Like, sure.
They were going to take a safety when they needed a corner.
No, and I love the Emmanuel idea. That was my draft crush. I never thought it was that realistic for the Bills, so it wasn't like I was broken when they passed. The whole league passed on him through the first round. So when that happens, it's one thing if the team right ahead of you or the team right after you. Like, I was a little tense after the Bills passed on him, and here come the Chiefs and the Eagles, right? You even get the Eagles trade. I'm like, oh, man, is this for my guy? Like, no. He doesn't go until Friday. So
35.
Okay, close enough. But, no, I mean, the Bills had bigger needs than that guy. I mean, I appreciate what he could have meant to them, but they needed a corner, and I get it.
He went to your Seahawks.
Right. Milroe's there, too. Right. That's it. My two draft guys.
Torrey Horton, Elijah Arroyo.
I have to like Damian the Seahawks.
Martinez.
I never liked the Seahawks. What am I going to do?
I have always liked the Seahawks.
I know.
Dominic is with us. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Yeah, so the whole Brandon Bean thing, I feel like we're looking into it a little bit too deep. You know, like the way I see it, he's the general manager of the Buffalo Bills. 550 collectively between you guys and the fans calling in. You know, we're Bills Mafia, and I feel like we just got chewed out a little bit. But honestly, with the draft, I was a big receiver guy too, but the more I saw who we were drafting, I got more excited. I mean, how many first team, second team, All-American SEC players do we get? Big Ten players. I mean, I'm pretty pumped up about that. And then,
me too. I like, it gets lost in the shuffle here. Not that we were the center of the Bean thing. Obviously, it was something that happened on our morning show. But one of the first things I said yesterday is I really like the first four picks. You know, even the rest of it, you're mentioning the Big Ten and whatever. Like, great. But I like the first four picks. I mean, I would have liked it more maybe if one of them were a receiver. But I like the way that looks on paper, those four choices.
That's a good point. And up to the Ohio State corner, I mean, everyone up to him, I'm pumped about. And, you know, honestly, like, as far as the playoffs and losing to Kansas City, I see the Bills, you know, on a projection up where I see Kansas City kind of falling behind, the Bengals falling behind, and the Ravens, you know, I feel like those three teams are our main contenders, and I see us just a little ahead of those guys.
Okay.
A couple guys made a point about Kincaid. I mean, not doing so hot his first couple of years, but Kelce, I mean, we've been talking about him for 6 years. How long has he been in the league? 10?
Yeah, about maybe more. What is Kelce?
Got to be at least that.
What's the point though?
Is the point it could take some time for Kincaid to turn into Travis Kelce? Is that? I mean, he's going to get time. He's going to get. This is a big year.
12 years.
Huge year for Kincaid. Something's got to work here. Either end zone or down the field. Like it. Fine. You're not going to feed anyone. Everybody eats. He's going to catch 60 passes. Okay, fine. I'm going to need, I don't know, a third of those to be significant. You know, like not just swings at the line of scrimmage. Let's get going.
Talk a lot about that this summer because there is still the aspect of trying to make it fit. It's not just what the player has been capable of and whether he was hurt or not. They have a problem trying to put that puzzle together with two tight ends and Shakir, and then I don't know out wide what the quality exactly is. So what to do with Kincaid, with Knox still kind of a staple.
With a sixth lineman at times. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, at times, you know, it's not, you know, a ton, but it's more than anyone in the league. That's for sure.
Steve is next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you guys talking about this topic. I really think Bean has distracted everyone from the real flaw here, and that is the defense and that him and McDermott have just really failed us in this sense. And I don't think Bean has failed us from draft picks. I think McDermott has failed us from developing players. You can't tell me that there isn't a defensive player that McDermott doesn't approve of 100%, let alone offensive players, when they draft. Those two are tied together at the hip. And Kyer Elam was taken because they believe they could fix him. And so I don't consider that a bad draft pick. I consider that, and Boogie Basham and others, players are not developing. You know, look at our offense. We've gone through four offensive coordinators. Aaron Cromer has been really consistent. We've developed really consistent offensive linemen. You know, we've turned over this playbook a bunch of times. And because Josh Allen's there, the offense is consistent. I really think McDermott has failed us on the defense, failed us developing players, and I really think the heat is there. And, you know, whether we took a wide receiver this draft pick is irrelevant. It is the defense.
Okay. You know, I have to admit, the word development in football is not a word I think about a lot, and it's good to mention it because, to me, what you get in the draft in free agency is mostly ready-made. That would obviously vary. And when you're talking about quarterbacks, we talk only about development. So at that position, yes. But I'm not sure I would know
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The whole, well, I certainly wouldn't know the whole story, but it's a conversation to have with Sal. Like, when a player, with Elam, for example, is that a development failure or is that a draft pick failure? Like, is it worth parsing that? Can you really know? I don't know.
A miss is a miss, however it misses. I think the caller is selecting the players that were highly drafted or not that didn't turn out, Basham and Elam, and you're ignoring a fifth-round linebacker who's an old pro, Milano, and Benford, who's a sixth-round pick and is board, like, you know, one of the best corners in the league. I'll just leave it at that. The players that Poyer and Hyde turned into when they got here that they really were not before they came. I think if you're going to ding or you want to talk about development, I think you got to include those people too. Like the guys that are good, like you're saying here, are they just ready-made? They just show up and they're good. The guys that are bad, the coach did a bad job. Like that doesn't wash. That's not consistent to me. And I'm sure there's different answers all over the place. Maybe Christian Benford was just going to be great. He got ignored and got picked on, you know, late on Saturday and he showed up and was just better. Like, okay, maybe that was going to happen. It was undeniable. Or maybe the Bills did a very good job of bringing him along at a speed that worked for him, and they got paid off.
It's a word that it matters. I mean, it's a word that matters. But, you know, like with hockey or baseball, you see it through the prism of the minor leagues.
Right.
And just, all right, so what's the plan? Devin Levi, or development. That word is like stapled, you know, yeah. In ink on the back of his jersey.
You're
or
right. It rarely, like
it's development.
It rarely gets used in football.
Football, but from the
outside a quarterback. Yeah.
Right. From the outside, how do you know the difference? Really, like it would take a really keen eye and some inside information. All right. Well, this is because on Elam, everybody, and you know, this is it's public, so it's going to be positive almost always. But it was like the guy works super hard. He wants it badly. He wasn't like just sort of aloof or anything like that, but he didn't get there. I mean, to say the least, he couldn't even have him on the field.
Right.
So it's a good word to bring up.
Yeah. There's no minor leagues to watch these guys go and spend their time. Like suddenly
or debate.
We've arrived at a benchmark on the number of games Levi should maybe ideally play in the minors. That does not exist for a first round pick or a street free agent. I mean, it just doesn't. You're in the league or you're not.
Yeah, and Kincaid. In his example, kind of has to go right in. We talked to Sal today about Hairston. They drafted him. You draft him in the first round. You're planning on him starting. Think about just like they're super young. Well, Kincaid's older, but most of these guys are super young, young enough. And you get in there. You're really not ready for it. You're on a team with very high expectations and great players at a lot of positions around you. And you're just not there. And it starts to weigh on you. And it makes it every time that something goes wrong, it would make it that much harder to succeed the next time. And then, boom, you're out. Like it's high stakes. Let's get Jay in here next. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You're kind of building on a point I want to make, and I might be off on this, and you can tell me. But I think what I heard with Bean yesterday, which was amazing radio, by the way. I think this stuff is so fantastic. I felt the guy in a bit of a panic mode. If that makes any sense. And I think what I see Bean doing, this is just my take, is the fact that I think he's kind of chasing his tail when it comes to the defense. We've talked about there's Tremaine Edmonds who got picked and he's gone. We've got Boogie Basham traded up and he's gone. Kyrie Elam, all these guys. Milano has been great, but he's missed a lot of games and we're talking about a guy who might not even be on the roster next year. So I think with that happening, and then I factor in the Dalton Kincaid pick, and the reason why I say that is, I did love the pick because I thought this might be our sort of Travis Kelce. It has not worked out, and I think he's feeling the pressure on them. And then lastly, you add in Von Miller, where I love the pick too, and look where that went. And I think you have a guy who's kind of struggling, trying to put together these pieces he thought he'd have in place for Josh Allen, who at the end of it, of all this, is still kind of rescuing us from what could be some really daunting games ahead. So that's where I think Bean's coming from. I think he's been a very good GM. He's made some excellent picks, but I think he's feeling the pressure. And that came out yesterday, unfortunately, in a certain way.
Yep.
But, you know, we're going to move on and see where these things go. But that's where I think it's coming from.
Okay, thanks. Does your dog, Fred, chase his tail?
No.
Margot is the queen of tail chasing. She should be the video. What is that? What do you mean? Late at night, things are quiet. I move an inch. Like spinning 4, 5, 6 spins at a time trying to get that tail. So many things trigger the tail chasing. It's I never even really thought about the phrase in my entire life until Margot comes along, Margot the pug. And get my pug socks on today.
Well, it's good that she's got. Oh, let's see those on the field. Wow, socks. Look at those. Wow. All right.
We're getting this?
Yeah. I got some pajamas made for the family that have Fred's face on them.
Fred pajamas?
Fred pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I didn't I don't see you wearing them.
No. I did not get them for myself. I got really? I got socks too, and they wore right out. They go figure. Like those ads on Facebook, maybe not the best quality.
You fell for that one.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. The conversation continues here on WGR.